Acelin Antrim with Pharmacy Times. Welcome to Pharmacy Focus, Psychedelic Pharmacy, where we take a look at one of the fastest growing markets in healthcare, psychedelic medicine.
Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Aziz Rofshani. I'm the global CEO of Clearmind Medicine, a biotech company offering a new approach to well-being using a novel non-hallucinogenic psychedelic compounds to advance physical and mental health.
So we're discussing kind of psychedelics and their role in mental health care. Can you start by discussing the kind of current state of mental health care and what that looks like, with especially with pharmacology?
Yeah, so I'll start by the numbers, because there's a growing number of Americans, adults, that are struggling with some type of mental illness with each passing year. So in 2019 alone, almost 20% of the United States population, which is nearly 50 million people, were diagnosed with a mental illness. That figure was from data generated before the COVID-19 pandemic. So the numbers now is even higher. And it's associated with a lot of stuff, like illnesses, like job loss, like isolation, raising medical costs, financial insecurity. Going to the numbers, nearly 5% of Americans suffer from regular feeling of depression, and more than 11% reports habitual feeling of anxiety. So the problem is there, but not, maybe I should say, not only the problem, but also the solution that currently is available. But maybe that's one of the causes of the problem, is that we must understand that pharma psychotherapy or pharmacology, the status of it is quite bad, because it is quite inflated. Without a real justification, the treatments that are available are not very effective. They have a lot of adverse events associated with them, and I must admit that the pharmaceutical treatments are pretty poor, and their effect is quite marginal. And this situation, this unmet need, is one of the reasons why I agreed to join Clearmind. And even was honored, as I said, to be appointed CEO, because of this unmet need and the tremendous potential psychedelic treatment holds, and have to offer to treat these mental health disorders.
Definitely. Clearmind has announced successful preclinical trials for MEAI. I don't know exactly how to pronounce that. Wonderful. And it's preparing to begin human clinical trials soon. So can you discuss what the focus is for Clearmind and what you're working on?
Sure. So MEI will soon be the focus of human trials with the FDA. Our powerful early results suggest that MEI will create a feeling of complete satiation, kind of an enough switch, if you will, that is being turned on in the brain, wiping out a person's desire to consume alcohol and even cocaine, while also delivering an elated and sociable feeling that typically comes with 1 to 2 drinks. Unlike many psychedelic companies, Clearmind owns a robust IP portfolio, intellectual property portfolio, with MEI being our flagship molecule. And we are the sole global owner of patents around it and its sole developer. Also, most psychedelics are considered to be adjunct treatments to psychotherapy. And most psychedelics are only therapeutically effective when paired with psychotherapy, and are given very infrequently, often only 1 to 3 times over a lifetime. MEI is not intended to be paired with therapy, and can be used frequently, showing early preclinical results of being safe and non-addictive.
Very interesting. You've kind of touched on this, so this might be a little redundant, but why is there a need for innovation in this area, and how could psychedelics fill that need?
So as you said, I pointed out that there's obviously a problem in mental health treatments. with lack of effective and safe therapies, both for short and even more so for long-term effectiveness. In addition, some of the challenges in treating mental health disorders is the poor effect of the pharmacological treatments, as I pointed out, and that with the fact that global pharma industry is not well equipped for creativity or risk-taking, it is obvious that a change is needed and that we must explore solutions that have been ignored until recently. Specifically for alcoholism, which is the first indication ClearMind is pursuing, which is an ongoing epidemic. In 2020, the last year for which data was available, more adults younger than 65 died from alcohol than from COVID-19. And today, if I'm going to another indication we're looking at, which is a cocaine addiction, there are no FDA-approved medication treatments to treat cocaine use disorder or cocaine addiction. And recently, classic psychedelics like psilocybin have been showing positive results in treating alcoholism with just few sessions, with many of the patients remain sober for years. So yes, it looks like psychedelics may provide or have been proven and still are being proved to be a successful method for treatment. Obviously, further study is required and accessibility is required in order to continue learning and providing support to those in need. I have to say that because of non-conventional way of treating psychedelic, meaning that usually when you develop something, you start from an idea and then you have, let's say that we're speaking about drug, and then you have kind of understanding how the drug needs to look like in psychedelic, and then you go to petri dishes and animals and patients. And the beautiful of psychedelic is that if you listen enough and you are open enough to listen to experience of people using psychedelics, you can understand what psychedelic may be useful for. So it's not when we develop treatment that are based on psychedelic, it's not like we're starting from scratch. We're starting from evidence showing the potential of a psychedelic to treat a certain mental disorder, and we start from there. So it's starting from a much secure, if you will, point, rather than what is considered to be more traditional development of drugs.
That's very interesting. You're kind of getting to this point. Most current treatments are singularly focused on one area rather than more holistic care. How do psychedelics have a more holistic approach, and why is this necessary?
So for the first time in decades, psychedelics offer a radically different approach to the acute challenges of mental health. Most patients have multiple symptoms and comorbidities. So it's not one disease and one symptom that can be treated maybe by a single pharmacological treatment. So it means that we need to look at a patient and treat him, or at least give him treatments that will treat him in a holistic way, rather than looking at very narrow, very specific point that we want to change. And psychedelic pharmaceuticals, it is very likely that they work in a different level and therefore potentially can treat these multiple symptoms and comorbidities because they operate on the brain and allow new ways of thinking, new and different pathways. You can see that if someone has the problem is that when, let's take PTSD as an example, when we have this trauma, we continuously go back to the trauma, we continuously go in the same pathway, we continuously have this obsessive thinking around the trauma. What we are starting to understand, because the mechanism of action on psychedelics is not, obviously it's not completely clear, we see that it looks like there are new pathways that are being opened to the mind, new connections between neurons, new options to really address a problem and deal with the problem. And this is why we see such a good study reports coming from clinical studies treating patients, mostly depression, PTSD, but also addictions with psychedelics. And that's why I believe that there's such huge potential for psychedelics to really make a difference and really offer new ways to treat those mental disorders, mental health disorders.
Absolutely. Is there any research or data on how this holistic approach changes outcomes?
Still research is in infancy. There are MRI studies that you see those new pathways coming alive in the brain. But even if I want to, if let's take a specific example for a second, SSRI, which operates on serotonin and MDMA, which for depression. Not only did MDMA impact multiple neurotransmitters, versus just serotonin in the case of SSRI, but also the effect itself lasts longer than SSRI. And as I said, when you look at MRI, while a patient is exposed to those compounds, you can see those new new connections and new neurons coming into life because of the treatment. If I take MEI, the compound that Clearmind is developing as another example, the drug that we what we see again from testimonials. MEI gives a person the feeling he had enough. He's satisfied. He doesn't want to, in terms of addiction to alcohol, he doesn't want to drink any more alcohol, but he doesn't want to do it not because he's obligated to do it, because it's not healthy for him, because he has kids waiting for him at home, he needs to come to wake up to work tomorrow morning. Not because of any of those sensations, it's just because he feels satisfied, he feels like he had enough. So he can better manage the alcohol intake, but in a positive, pleasant manner. And while one can maintain his sobriety or even manage the amount of alcohol he consumes, he's ready to treat underlying causes that made him an addict in the first place. So we're really looking here at multiple multiple areas that psychedelic potentially hit and give us this holistic treatment versus very narrow, very specific treatment.
Have you listened to the array of other podcasts from Pharmacy Focus? We have content for every specialty, including retail pharmacists, technicians, students, and more. In the latest episode of Pharmacy Focus, Dr. Christina Madison spoke with several experts to discuss speaking your voice and amplifying your message through platforms like TED and TEDx. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, you're kind of getting to this point already, but do you see psychedelics replacing more traditional treatments such as SSRIs or kind of working in tandem with them?
So it's too early to say, and it obviously depends on the study results and on also the duration of the effect. Because now we speak about, as I said, 1 to 3. Administration of whether it's psilocybin or LSD or whatever, and we see an effect that lasts for 6-12 months. It depends on the study, so it's too early to say. But I would say that my objective as the CEO of a biotech company is to provide a safe and effective treatment, whether it is standalone or in tandem to other treatments. It's all about the patients and all about the impact, and also maybe it will be different between different patients. I think that tailor-made medicine is really something that we can start thinking about when we speak about psychedelics.
Absolutely. There are certainly historic obstacles to research and innovation, especially in the area of psychedelics. Do those obstacles still exist, or are you starting to see those walls come down a little bit?
So definitely I see walls already come down. The fact that there are no so many clinical trials performed in the best universities and medical centers in the United States, for sure, but also around the world. But in the United States, it's the names, you just hear them, the names, and you see the articles, it's mind-blowing. Very distinguished researchers and with very positive data. It's very encouraging. You see regulators embracing clinical studies. Stigma certainly still exists, but hopefully the strong evidence brought about by increased research will be impossible to ignore. The FDA regulators is being presented with evidence for solutions for substance abuse that can potentially cure patients. I believe that media plays a big role in informing the public and raising awareness of these discoveries, which results in more support for research and rethinking regulations. So I'm very, very optimistic. As I said at the beginning, I'm coming from cannabinoid research. I have to say that walls are being come down much more, much faster than what we see in cannabis and cannabinoids. And I think that because from the very beginning, the approach was that we have this very powerful potential, powerful tool. Let's take it through the most powerful development pathway, which is pharmaceutical development pathway through FDA. Let's do it by the book. And give this treatment a potential to really become a very large or take a very large space in treatment mental disorders and also other problems, not just mental disorders. So yes, I'm very optimistic.
Good, that's good to hear. What could pharmacists' roles be in dispensing and or managing treatment with psychedelic medicines?
The pharmacist? So it really depends on the type of psychedelic, whether it's a phyto-derived or whether it's a completely synthetic. I believe they will have a role, just like once it will be something that you actually receive from a pharmacist and you buy it in pharma, which currently is not very accessible. But I think that they will have a very huge role in consulting consulting the patient, guide the patients, and be really a source for Q&A from patients that really wants to better understand those treatment options.
Wonderful. What are your predictions for kind of the next 5 to 10 years? Will we see more widespread acceptance and access to these?
So, yes, as I said, I'm very optimistic. We might finally see a society with effective solution for severe alcohol addiction, responsible for killing million every year, on hard drugs like cocaine and opioids. More and more traditional large pharmaceutical companies will participate in this revolution. We are starting to see either by acquisition or development or both. I'm sure they will not continue to sit on the fence. And psychedelic-based treatments will occupy an increasing part of the treatment for mental health and other areas. So, as I said, I'm very optimistic about how the treatment of mental health is going to look like in 10 to 15 and the role that this will take in this revolution.
Wonderful. Do you think psychedelic medicines could really revolutionize the entire approach to healthcare, not just mental health? but healthcare in the United States, and what broader impacts could we see in the future?
So yes, because we start seeing results not only from mental health disorders per se, for obesity for once, which is not necessarily a mental health. I mean, there are few types of obesity and metabolic disorders. And we also looking into this, and we will be able to release some results in the near future. So I'm sure that other areas will also be able to enjoy, if you will, the renaissance of psychedelic. I'm sure it won't be just for mental health disorders, but other, even pain, movement disorders and others. So absolutely, yes.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus, Psychedelic Pharmacy. Tune in next month to hear about fascinating research into the potential uses of psychedelic medicine.